We'll have a year to give you a wedding present. Shouldn't we get a year to thank them?
That sounds suspiciously like your theory for not taking down the Christmas lights.
Hey, in the summer months, I may look like a lazy loe, but the day after Thanksgiving, I'm the neighborhood go-getter.
What's cute is that you actually believe that.
Ah.
What, another one? Come on. I told you we have a limited amount of classy thank you cards, and we're down to kittens in a basket saying thank you.
I spelled beautiful wrong. You don't want me to look like an idiot, do you?
I gave up that fight when you started wearing tube socks and sandals.
I'm not going to apologize for being comfortable.
And beautiful is the least of your problems here. Fondue is not spelled with three O's.
It's a stupid gift anyway. Always dropping the little forks and you got to stick your hand in the hot cheese.
No, you don't have to. You choose to.
Maybe I'd do better if I had one of those little desks like you got.
Well, when we used our Brookstone gift card, you should have gotten one instead of your battery-operated back scratcher.
Hey, that was a smart purchase. Besides, that baby is way more efficient than the manual kind.
What are you talking about, the spatula or the big tree in the backyard? Must be 10 o'clock. Mom and Vince's Blue Pill Express is pulling into the station.
It used to bother me. Now I can't fall asleep without it. It's like ocean sounds.
It's like two old boats banging hulls.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It shouldn't last too much longer. He ate like three big plates of spaghetti.
Hurry! I think I broke Vince.
Great. Now we can't return him.
What are you, developing film? Ah, what happened?
I threw my back out.
That's what you get for doing it on the floor.
We weren't doing it on the floor. We're not animals.
Yeah, we were doing it reverse prairie dog style, and I slipped on a strawberry.
That's what happened to the strawberries.
We should take him to the emergency room.
No doctors. I just need bed rest and some Korean mama-san to make jumpy-jumpy on my spine.
Lift him up and get him onto the bed.
Wait. He's covered in coconut oil.
I wondered why I was craving a Mounds bar.
Just grab a couple tufts of back hair and use it as a handle.
There's still an hour left on the Viagra, so for God's sake, don't roll me over on my stomach.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Oh, morning.
Where are you going?
Yoga class. These ankles don't put themselves behind my head.
Vince.
What about him?
Is he gonna be okay?
He's fine. I gave him one of my Percocets. He's sleeping like a baby. At least I think it was a Percocet. Maybe it was an estrogen pill.
Well, if his boobs get any bigger, we'll know, right?
Mom?
Careful, watch my head. Shut up and quit squirming. You're lucky I found you.
Did you wash your hands after you got off the dumper? Because I don't want to get pink eye. Found him curled up on the floor outside the bathroom. Waited out there for 20 minutes while Sir Craps-a-Lot sat on his throne.
The doctor told me not to push.
Did he tell you to stuff your musket with the occasional bran muffin?
Hey, I have increased my fiber significantly. Takes a couple days to get the troops moving.
Okay, boys, enough shop talk.
Sorry. Sometimes he really gets under my skin.
Like there's any room under there.
Shut up and you don't engage him.
Could you at least turn me the other way?
What's the difference?
I'm Italian. We like to face the door.
My hunch is the bullet that gets you is coming from inside the house.
Just relax, Mom. I'll be home in a couple of hours.
I'm starving. Could one of you make me some oatmeal? Maybe a nice Denver omelet?
Don't look at me. I'm late for work. This whole not pushing thing's really thrown off my schedule.
Mike!
Sorry.
oatmeal, no omelet, just the oatmeal.
Okay, but I don't like my oats too dry or too soupy. I like them just right. I'm the baby bear.
That's me eating lunch right outside the Louvre in Paris.
Is that where they got the Mona Lisa?
I don't know. I didn't go in. But while I was waiting for Molly, I had the best crepe of my life, and I've had my share of crepes.
Yeah. You've had everybody's share of crepes. Did you grow a mustache while you were there?
Some of it's mustache. Most of it's Nutella. Mm.
What's that you were eating under the Eiffel Tower?
A fresh baguette with salami and cheese. Don't let the simplicity fool you. It was a game changer.
Is that all you did was walk around eating crepes and sandwiches?
Of course not. It was Paris. Ignoring the croissants would be criminal. They had this one. It was filled with either peach or apricot. I got a picture somewhere.
I don't need photographic proof that you eat. Your burps paint a picture all day long.
I really didn't gain much weight, though, because Paris is a walking city. Oh. Yeah, you just stroll the cobblestone streets for hours.
It must have been quite a sight with all those food carts and stray dogs following you around.
Ah, gay Paris, beautiful city of lights. I can still hear it calling my name.
And it's probably saying, Mike, your order is ready. That you're eating outside of Notre Dame, it looks like a pig's head.
It is a pig's head. Nothing goes to waste there.
And yeah, not with you in town.
Oh, before I forget, thank you. And thank you.
What is this?
Thank you cards for your thoughtful and useful wedding gifts.
Oh, no, you don't. I want this mailed to me.
Don't be ridiculous. Just take it.
Hey, I sweated over finding you the perfect gift, and I expect to find a proper thank you in the mailbox.
Come on, you gonna make me go through all that?
You poor man. First you have to unwrap all of those gifts, and now you have to lick a stamp.
Just pretend it's gelato.
Well, I didn't even show you the gelato pictures. Now, the setting is the Arc de Triomphe. The flavor is Café de Leche.
Hello? Did someone come home? I'm in the downstairs can and I'm in a bit of a pickle. Come on, I heard keys jingling. I know it's you, Molly. I smell butter rum lifesavers.
Damn it. Where's Mom?
She went AWOL. You're all I got, butter rum.
What do you need, toilet paper or magazine? If it's toilet paper, use a magazine.
Please, just help me.
All right, here I come. Are you decent?
Yes, hurry.
It's better not... Oh! You look naked, you lied to me!
I had to, I'm in survival mode. Help me out of this tub, the water's ice cold, which explains why Mr. Turtle is in his shell.
Shut up, don't speak, for God's sakes, cover yourself.
Okay, the keys are under the mat. Marco!
I know where you are! Let's just get this over with.
Just grab my arm and start pulling. The minute I hit the floor, I can walrus my way back to the couch.
Ew! Why are you so slippery?
I apply conditioner to my arm here, makes it supple. Plus, when the wind hits it, it ripples like a field of wheat.
All right, we're going on three. One, two, three. Oh!
Fanny.
For the third time, no!
Watch those turns! Ow! Slow down! I'm lamping my scrotum!
Shut up or I'll drag you straight to the street!
Seriously, I'm losing skin like a pencil eraser! Just spray a little Pam in my crack!
And here is where we part ways.
You're gonna abandon me here in the middle of nowhere?
The couch is right here.
Come on, Dumplin'. You can do it. You're strong like Bull.
Yeah, and you're stupid like Jackass. Adios.
You're really gonna leave me here?
Yeah, that was the plan.
Please, help me back up on the couch, please.
Fine. All right, on three.
One, two, three,
go!
Okay, this is twice. That's shame on you. Where's my soap?
I'm making it.
What's throwing you the curveball? The can opener or the knobs on the stove?
Thank God you're home. I need your help.
What's going on?
Mom's gone missing, and I've been left to take care of Vince. I had to drag his wet, naked body out of the tub and onto the couch. I can still hear a squeaky butt cheese. Dragging across the bathroom tiles.
Stop it, Molly. You're scaring me.
You don't know fear until you've splashed down face first into the briny depths of Vincent Moranto.
You know what? I'm going to go look for Mom.
No! No, you get back here! You coward!
Are you eating my soup?
Yes, I am! Mm-mm, good!
Oh, good! Somebody called the cops.
How you feeling? Your back still bothering you?
Yeah, and your wife cannonballing me in the bathtub didn't help.
Thank God you're home.
Are we having soup?
No, it's for Baby Bear, and you're feeding him, Papa.
Wait, I just walked in the door.
Hey, you want to know what I found when I walked in the door? That! Naked and wet in the bathroom! Look at it! Look at it! Look at it!
For God's sake, I'm a human being!
Take a hair sample and see what a biologist has to say about that. Just feed him the soup. I'm going to take a shower. Since the downstairs bathtub is now a crime scene.
Feed me slow. Don't shovel it in like the way you eat.
I guess Mom thinks because she pays the mortgage, she's got live-in help.
Yeah, but you give her money every month.
Well, that's technically for a short-term loan she gave me 6 years ago.
What about the money I give you?
Can we please stay on point?
Sure.
Hello? I can't reach the remote.
Why'd you give him that bell?
The real question is, why did your Aunt Trudy give it to us as a wedding present?
Aunt Trudy gave us that? I thank Cousin Kevin for it.
Why would your meth head cousin give us a little porcelain bell?
The real question is, why would Aunt Trudy give us Leonard Skinner do-rags? Oh, no. I think all of my thank you cards might be off by one.
Mike.
Hello? Hurry! The channel's stuck on Telemundo!
It's your turn to go down.
Hey, I fed him, powdered him, and carried him to the toilet.
I'll give you my lap desk and $400.
Is that the $400 I gave you to give to your mom?
Fine. Keep doing your cards.
Thank you for the sliver cundlestucks. I may not be right-handed.
Damn you, Revolution. Monkey feet would be perfect right now.
Ringing the bell, Quasimodo.
I was kind of hoping for a mic. I want him to turn me on my side because I need to break wind.
Do you have any boundaries at all?
Yeah, I said break wind. What do you want me to hold out my pinky?
No, thanks. I've already seen your pinky.
Joyce.
Mom. Mom. Swear to God, if you take off again. Oh, come on. What are you, Spider-Man?
Over here.
What is going on with you?
I didn't sign up for this.
Vince is supposed to be my young stud.
He's supposed to take care of me.
Yeah, he almost paralyzed himself taking care of you.
That's how it starts. First he throws his back out having sex. Then he breaks a hip having sex. Then he has a heart attack having sex.
What kind of sex are you guys having? Don't, oh, God, don't tell me. He already ruined strawberries for me.
I am not going to watch another man die. I went through it with your father. I can't do it again.
Is that what this is about? Well, Vince is not dying. Doesn't mean I won't try to kill him, but this moment, he's fine.
I know this sounds crazy, but when I saw him sprawled out on the floor like that, I panicked.
You know, you can't live your life worrying and hiding.
I know.
And mainly, you can't pawn him off on me every time you get spooked.
Sorry.
You know, I saw things today that I can't unsee.
Hey, nothing could be worse than walking in on your husband buck naked on the scale, bending over so he can read the numbers.
Okay, now imagine the scales view. That was my day.
All of Vince's body hair. That's a rough view.
I'm saying.
Hello, I need to go pee again.
For better or worse, Mom.
All right. Ring that bell one more time. It's going inside you. Mom's home.
And what is this I finally found in my mailbox this morning?
Looks like a prompt and thoughtful thank you that arrived via the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, how very civilized.
Why are you smelling it?
Well, sometimes people spray a little signature scent on personal correspondence.
We're not lovers, Carl. Open the damn card.
Let me save it in anticipation. Carl, thank you so much for your thoughtful gift. Molly and I both love the Weicker placemats. What are Weicker placemats?
It's pronounced wicker.
When it's spelled wicker... This says Weicker. And I didn't even give you placemats. I gave you a fondue pot.
Oh, crap. You must have been in the first batch. I hadn't nailed down my system yet. I didn't order grapefruit.
And I didn't give you a buttful breed maker.
That's beautiful bread maker. Some of that's my handwriting.
Oh, so you did use your hands. I was wrong, Carl.
Well, I'll expect a correction in the mail next week and a personal invitation to a fondue party. But I do like the kittens in the basket. Thank you.